Leader of the Islamic Revolution lauds the 50 year of sincere endeavors of the Association of Teachers of Qom Theological School. Iranian president says hegemonic powers' pressures would never halt Tehran's peaceful nuclear energy program. International Atomic Energy Agency says it will continue cooperation and talks with Iran on its nuclear energy issue. Bahrainis hold demonstrations to mark the second anniversary of the uprising against the Al Khalifa family. Unofficial figures show that the German, French, and Italian economies contracted more than expected in the fourth quarter of 2012. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome. I'm Ali Reza Madadi with the latest coming to you live from Tehran. First of all, leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in a message to the Association of Teachers of Qom Theological School, has praised the 50 year of sincere endeavors of its members during the pre- and post-revolution eras. The message said that the invaluable services of the Association of Teachers of Qom Theological School over the past 50 years played a significant role in the triumph of the Islamic Revolution in various political, scientific, and research fields. He also hailed it as the symbol of efforts and campaign for the defense of rights of the Iranian nation. He said the ceaseless efforts of this association, beginning from the dark days of the despotic Pahlavi regime, has succeeded in spreading the brave voice of the seminary to the furthest corners. He said the former regime's threats, pressures, exiles, and imprisonment failed to make the scholars of this society retreat or feel the sense of doubt regarding its struggle. He said this association, with five decades of revolutionary and political experiences, is facing with new arena and requirements. However, he expressed confidence that the awe-inspiring efforts, initiatives, and brave steps of the society would further solidify measures and greatly boost the morale of the nation, the youth in particular. The leader also noted that the Qom Seminary has also presented the greatest benefit to the Islamic Iran in the course of religious and revolutionary courses. The Iranian president says hegemonic powers are unable to halt Tehran's peaceful nuclear energy program, stating that the Iranian nation would never yield to pressure. Addressing a ceremony to inaugurate an NGL oil and gas project in Bushehr province in southern Iran on Thursday, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that anyone who thinks that he can defeat the Iranian nation through pressure should know that he is seriously wrong. He said enemies cannot deprive the Iranian nation of nuclear technology, no matter how much they struggle. He also stressed that Iran needs to be developed through reliance on indigenous science and national potentials, adding that no one can put the country under pressure or keep it backwards if the country uses its national capabilities. He also noted that Iran, with its rich civilization, has very good records of activities in many scientific fields, such as medicine, engineering, and archaeology. Moving on, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, says it will continue cooperation and talks with Iran over the country's nuclear energy program. The IAEA inspectors have announced that they will continue to hold discussions with Iran. However, they say no final deal has been yet reached and that no date has been set for a fresh round of talks between the two sides. The IAEA team was in the Iranian capital city of Tehran earlier in the week for the eighth round of talks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear energy program. After the talks, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh, who headed the Iranian negotiating team, said Tehran and the agency had resolved some differences and reached agreements on certain issues. He further noted that the remaining differences would be discussed in the next meeting between the two sides. Iran is also set to resume talks with the P5+1 over its nuclear energy program in Kazakhstan on February 26th. Now, Syrian army is going to wrest back control of an area that has been overrun by the armed insurgents in the northern province of Aleppo. The Syrian troops cordoned the area some 15 kilometers east of Aleppo and also managed to secure the nearby military factory and the surrounding areas. According to Al-Watan Daily, after the infiltration of army troops, more reinforcements were sent to the area and hundreds of armed insurgents were also killed in clashes. The Daily also added that nearby Al-Nayrab military airbase and the international airport of Aleppo were totally secure, and the Air Force pounded the armed militants and attacked Al Nayrab airbase. Two Tunisian radicals were also killed during the attack. In the capital Damascus, the army also fought pitched battles with the armed insurgents in the eastern suburb of Jabar. In the restive suburb of Maniha, the air force struck armed groups' positions at the entrance of the area. The army also carried out a series of military operations in the central areas of Rastan, Qusair, and Sultania, among other areas in the central province of Homs. A Bahraini teenager has been shot dead in clashes with the Manama regime forces during a demonstration in a village near the capital to mark the second anniversary of the uprising against the Al-Khalifa family. According to Bahrain's major opposition group Al-Wefaq, the teenager was martyred after he was wounded by shotgun fire in the village of Dia. Bahrain's opposition groups have also called for nationwide protest rallies and strikes on Thursday and Friday to mark the anniversary of the popular uprising against the Manama regime. Reports say shops remain closed across Bahrain since Wednesday ahead of the uprising anniversary demonstrations. Meanwhile, Amnesty International is also calling for the release of more than two dozens of Bahraini human rights activists held in jails across the country. It said on Thursday that Bahraini regime cannot carry out imprisoning people simply because it cannot take criticism. It also added that it is time that people detained simply for exercising their rights of freedom of expression be released and for the harassment of other activists to desist. Before we continue, here's a recap of our top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution lauds the 50 year of sincere endeavors of the Association of Teachers of Qom Theological School. Iranian president says hegemonic powers' pressures would never halt Tehran's peaceful nuclear energy program. International Atomic Energy Agency says it will continue cooperation and talks with Iran over its nuclear energy issue. Bahrainis hold demonstrations to mark the second anniversary of the uprising against the Al-Khalifa family. And official figures show that the German, French, and Italian economies contracted more than expected in the fourth quarter of 2012. Seven Iraqi people have been killed in a fresh bout of terrorist attacks, mostly targeting security forces, as violence once again picks up in the country. Gunmen killed two brothers on Thursday inside their home in the northern city of Mosul. The victims were a police officer and a soldier. In a separate incident, also close to Mosul, a roadside bomb targeted a police patrol and killed two officers and wounded another. Just north of Baghdad, three people, including two anti-Al-Qaeda militiamen, were killed and seven people wounded in separate shootings and bombings in Balad and Dujail. No group or individual has so far claimed responsibility for the attacks. Shootings and bomb attacks continue to claim lives across Iraq despite a general fall in the nationwide violence over the past few years. Now, official figures show that the German, French, and Italian economies contracted in the fourth quarter of 2012. Germany's Federal Statistical Office said on Thursday that the country's economy shrank by 0.6% to register the deepest contraction since 2009 as exports slowed at the end of 2012. France's National Institute of Statistics and Economic Studies also said that the French economy stagnated in 2012, contracting 0.3% in the final quarter. Meanwhile, the Italian National Institute for Statistics reported that Italy's economy, which is Eurozone's third biggest, shrank 0.9% at the end of the year. It also stated that Italy's gross domestic product dropped 2.7% year-on-year in comparison to forecasts for a 2.4% decrease. Euro plunged into financial crisis in early 2008. The worsening debt crisis has forced the EU governments to adopt harsh austerity measures and tough economic reforms. Still in Europe, hundreds of flights have been cancelled at two major German airports after security staff walked off their jobs in protest to low payments. The strikes have been called by Germany's biggest service sector union, Verdi, after its demands for a significant pay rise for the security personnel was left unanswered. The strikes will continue on Friday. The union says most workers who play a significant role in preventing terrorist attacks are underpaid. This is not the first time that air traffic has been disrupted at Germany's airports. Previous walkouts by flight's crew had also clogged up the major European transport hub during the last few months. Earlier in January, travelers faced major delays at Hamburg International Airport after Verdi called for a day-long strike, impeding security operations and delaying flights as passengers struggled to get to the gates. Now, the cash-strapped Portuguese government has confirmed that it will reduce the legal severance pay of workers who are dismissed to 12 days per year in service from 20 days at the present, insisting that 12-day severance pay reflected the average in Europe. The decision, however, has not been welcomed with open arms. Our colleague has the scoop.
It doesn't happen frequently for employers and trade unions to share the same side in a conflict. The reasons for each of them are quite different, but both are strongly against governmental proposal about sacking's compensation for workers. The proposal suggests a reduction of 20 to 12 days compensation for every year of work. Employers want less days of compensation and accuse the government of taking decisions without consulting social partners. Employers also claim it should be taken in consideration for this decision the European Union average compensation time, which is between 8 and 12 days. For completely different reasons, trade unions consider 12 days as a miserable compensation within Portugal's working situation. They say the government can compare the country with the rest of Europe since other values are included when calculating compensations. Another important critic made to this document is that it violates Portuguese constitution, since it doesn't respect the collective principle of autonomy for both parts, meaning employers and workers, to be themselves discussing and negotiating working conditions. Inês Subtil, Shabak.
Now, protesting Greek farmers who have placed tractors at key intersections on roads across the country and threatened to block them have clashed on the Athens-Lamia National Highway with police protesting against government policies. Here is more.
2 weeks ago, farmers joined growing demonstrations along the country that culminated in violent clashes with police. Protesting Greek farmers who have placed tractors at key intersections on roads across the country and threatened to block them, clashed with police on the Athens-Lamia National Highway. Farmers did find support from left parties, such as the Coalition of Radical Left, whose members of parliament expressed their support. Meanwhile, farmers are holding daily one-hour rallies to protest government policies, including a decision to increase taxes in the farming sector and demand they get a bigger share of value-added tax refunds. The farmers' demonstration builds upon mounting discontent in major urban centers as well. Today's demonstration outside the Ministry of Employment regarded an inflammatory statement around the minimum wage that could, as officials said, drop below 586 euros gross per month. Farmers who have set up roadblocks next to highways throughout Greece are to hold protest marches every day in a bid to force concessions from the government. Prime Minister Antonis Samaras has been politically more moderate with the farmers, offering them a package of concessions, including some tax breaks. Yet, farmers have rejected the government's offer and have not stopped protesting and threatened to even expand their actions to shut down major roads unless the government gives in. Political tampering will not be accepted, they underlined, getting ready for a general strike on February 20th.
While farmers throughout the country are getting ready with their own mobilization initiative, small pockets of social discontent are bursting throughout central Athens, showing their opposition to the austerity measures imposed by the Troika and the Greek government. The major test, though, analysts say, will come on February 20th, when the general strike organized by the syndicates is expected to take place. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.